Coming up now, we have Takutai Moana Natasha Kemp. Takutai is director at Hip Hop International New Zealand Limited, well, New Zealand, and the CEO of Manurewa Marae, CEO of Te Kaha o Te Rangatahi Trust. But she's also a candidate for Te Pāti Māori. Tēnā koe, Takutai.
Morena, tēnā koe.
So you may have noticed that I'm not Dale, but he's off on some sport gig, and so I'm in the hot seat this morning, but it's such a pleasure to speak to you. Hey, tell us why you decided to stand for Te Pāti Māori, and you're standing for what seat?
Look, I always tell people I never aspired to be a politician. But, you know, I'm a born natural leader in the mahi that I've been doing in our hapuri, especially in Manurewa and in Tamaki Makaurau. But I'm standing because a group of rangatahi called for me and came and saw me and said, "Whaia, we believe in you and we want you to stand for us and represent us. You know, we want you to have a voice for our rangatahi and we believe in you." So here I am and standing, and we're on our journey.
What an awesome, you know, that is a awesome way to step into politics, I think. Although, to me, you know, all the mahi you've done, particularly at Manurewa Marae, has been political. You know, what you're trying to do is support our people and all their aspirations. So what do you see as the main kaupapa facing te ao Māori?
Look, I think right at the moment, with, you know, here in Tamaki Makaurau, there's a cost of living crisis, a housing crisis, an employment crisis, and it's all impacting our whānau and our people. And, you know, we want to see, you know, some change to be able to meet those needs of our whānau. Our whānau have goals and aspirations, you're so right. And we want to be better off than where we are at the moment. And you know, during COVID, with our mahi at Manurewa Marae, we saw all our whānau in those situations where we were the ones that were struggling with our whānau that, you know, needed more support. And, you know, that's what we want to do here in Tamaki Makaurau, be able to support and manaaki whānau.
Oh, yeah. Housing, for example, is one of the biggest challenges facing our people. And yet I remember, I don't remember, but I've heard about back in the day when Dame Meta Zazi and Fina Cooper and, you know, our grand dames were knocking on doors, pushing to have Māori supported into housing. You've been involved in and around housing through Manurewa Marae?
Well, at Manurewa Marae, we've been, you know, striving to move our own goal and aspiration. So, one, we actually have 25 emergency homes that are actually full, never empty. You know, there's always a rolling group of whānau that need support with emergency housing, but then there's a gap when they need to move out and into social housing. You know, there's nowhere for whānau to go. But the other project we're starting at Manurewa Marae is our Kaumātua project, where we're looking at our own housing program for Manurewa Marae, and then potentially moving into a bit more of a medium-term strategy for housing and looking at, you know, taking the reserve over next door to that whenua that's next door to the Marae and putting a housing development plan in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's hopefully the intergenerational housing, you know, housing that not just mum, dad and kids jammed into a tiny little box, but something that the whole family can be part of.
Yeah, we definitely want to see sustainable housing for our whānau, and, you know, being, you know, situated next to the marae, there's that you know, we can provide wraparound support for whānau, but then there's that connect and rebuilding and of connection to Manurewa Marae and whānau being connected when they're not going home to their own marae.
Yes, yeah. And we were just talking to Dr. Wayne Ngata in the Tai Rāwhiti, and for some it's very difficult to get back home. Hey, Manurewa has also been actively involved in immunisation for our whānau, particularly over COVID. But at present, our rates for our pēpi have plunged to an all-time low. What's been done to get these rates up and to protect our tamariki and mokopuna?
Look, I think the first thing is our whānau are still, coming out of that vaccination period from COVID. And there's still another drive that is needed out there to push whānau or encourage whānau to get their tamariki vaccinated, especially with childhood IMS. And we always knew that when we were in COVID that there would be a backlog of immunisations. But, the thing is that there's no kaupapa around. You know, for whānau, they don't feel the drive or the need or the importance of getting their tamariki vaccinated. You know, like COVID, there wasn't really a choice, say we were mandated. It was something we needed to do. And now whānau have come out of that and, you know, they're struggling with that. It's not the priority for them to get vaccinated, but we've got to change our approach. And at Mani Reo Marae, we actually reset up our drive-through vaccination team and continue to start doing childhood immunisations that way, but we still feel it's not the way to go. And actually, if we can get targeted data, our household data, or whānau in Mani Reo, because Mani Reo actually has the highest rates of unvaccinated mokopuna at the moment, especially for measles, if we can get targeted data, household data, we're able to go and knock on those doors and ask whānau if they need api, just like we've done with the census, which we're just finishing off. You know, we got access to household data to be able to go and see those whānau. So we believe there's an outreach approach that's needed this time, going door to door to actually just to check in on whānau and see how they are and then follow up on immunisations.
Ka pai. So it's matariki. What is Manawatea matariki for you?
What a beautiful time of year it is for us. You know, we've got a public holiday, but you know, the time where we're actually celebrating being Māori. And, this is around re-indigenising, revitalising who we are as a people, bringing back our own mātauranga and our own values around our new year and what it means for us. And at Mani Reo Marae, like true fashion, we held a mokopapa wānanga over 2 days, and 25 kaiwhiwhi were, received their either mata ora or moko kauai or their rai or their nutu were done. So, we celebrated in true style like we do. There's nothing like seeing whānau proud, you know, to be Māori, to not be ashamed of who we are and have the courage and bravery to mau moko.
Oh, thank you so much. What an awesome kaupapa to end on for today. And we look forward to speaking to you again soon. And all the best for your many hats, the many pōtai that you wear, particularly your work at Manurewa Marae. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, nā mihi.